she's the boss, is what they're told, we're told. And so totalitarianism unfolds. Now Best Buy is requiring its quote-unquote workers to come back to the workplace. Quote, this is from an article in the March 10th Chronicle. Best Buy said Monday it will cease its flexible work program called Results-Only Work Environment for corporate employees. Management is pulling back from its flexible work system and is trying to shake things up again as it faces extreme competition. I think what we're seeing is a major propaganda push to reclaim the minds of knowledge workers. I believe that places like the Nascence to End Work website are being read and thought about. Bentham warned against allowing any such thing. You cannot allow alternative thoughts in people's head. And this last one is perhaps the most obvious effort to reclaim the eyes, and in this case, a female knowledge workers in the guise also of a blatant speed-up attempt. It's a review of a book called Lean In by a woman who is the CEO of Facebook. So she has the opportunity, because she's positioned in this corporate entity designed to grab eyes, to reinforce this message multiply. If, in fact, the article begins by saying that it was difficult. I tried to be organized in my paper management, and I shot myself in the foot that time. It's a review of this book called Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. And the reviewer, Lisa Mundy, and this is in the March 10th Chronicle, and she writes, "So I was sitting at my desk with a copy of Lean In at my elbow, procrastinating for a tiny minute, I admit, by checking Facebook, glancing at the right side, where Facebook inserts those tiny ads, popped out at her, 'Are you leaning in?' with this woman's face. And I said, no, I'm not. And she writes, quote, what this encounter drove home is that it's hard to react to Lean In as a book because it's more a book product project, a multi-platform print and social media campaign, whereby Sandberg reinforces her brand in any number of venues. And so what this woman is saying is that you gotta treat yourself as an investment. You know, you better start planning your career. And if you are not the best of the best of the best, I mean, this is an old message, but it is being reinfused with life and in a different, more expanded and intensified way because of the social media tools available to power. And then it concludes by saying there was a review of it in Slate by a woman named Jessica Gross, and it says this writer tried to take Sandberg's advice to lean in, by which they mean intensify your work, while trying to conceive. She was inspired by Sandberg's famous TED talk urging women not to dial back in anticipation of becoming mothers. Prostrated by extreme Kate Middleton level morning sickness, Gross ended up quitting to freelance because it turns out no law exists to see her through that kind of disability. So having babies is a disability if you are trying to serve power more assiduously. And she concludes by saying she questions whether women in their 20s and 30s are really insufficiently ambitious. Well, nice that she questioned her to that extent, because we all know the lie of that. Any of us who have any experience at all with the workplace crunch know that we will do almost anything, including put our children on hold in order to win the strokes and the accolades of bosses. We understand, now this is the sort of conclusion I'm finally arrived at, we understand that power is global. We see signs of its unraveling. And I believe this attempt to intensify work, particularly knowledge workers, is in fact evidence of the unraveling of power. And that we're seeing it in countless events and trends all around us. And yet, where is our global coordinated effort to seize this opportunity? Are there no independent organizations, that is to say, with structural integrity, meaning free of government, corporate, and foundation funding, with a global reach, able to help forward a united global initiative toward building an alternative to class, to organized and concentrated power. I think a one-day global withdrawal of our hands, if the groundwork has been done, would end the class system. And groundwork needs spaces to plan. So perhaps this must be an initial demand. But power knows that it's vulnerable. And I don't hear anyone initiating that conversation. Power has a global coordinated response. Only a global coordinated response from us can seize this critical moment and turn it into a direction that is for us.